Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadlil Adhani, the chapter on the virtue of the Azan. We did previously the virtues of Tilawat of Quran, we did the virtues of Wudu, now we're coming to the virtue of Azan. Adhan literally means to inform. In Arabic this is known as Nida. The person calls out, informs. So literally, just the translation is to inform. But in Shariat, it's got a very specific meaning. That one is informing of others of the time of Salah. So informing of the time of Salah, this is what it is in Sharia. It is commenced. When did Azan commence? It commenced in the first year of Hijri, after the building of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adhan and Iqamah amongst the special qualities of this ummah. Allah Ta'ala has blessed this ummah with Adhan. It's something very, very special, very unique in the way that it came about and in the way it is continuing. Inshallah, when we get a chance next time, we'll explain how the Adhan was initiated, how it started and how it came into existence. If we look at the words of the Adhan also, the words are remarkable. It consists of only a few words, but they sum up three basic fundamentals of Islam. That is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Risala speaking about the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it speaks about Akhirah. So if you look at the words, Allahu Akbar, and then goes on to Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah. Now here this is speaking about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when we say Ashhadu Anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, here we're actually testifying and affirming the prophethood, what is known as Risala, the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we're going to go on to say Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah. Here these words, Hayya ala salah, is calling people towards the greatest form of worship, namely that is salah. And then when we're saying Hayya ala al-falah, it has a hidden meaning, so to speak, a meaning that is referring to perpetual success, not just success of this world. Well, or come to success means come to perpetual, everlasting success. And now you're making reference, subtle reference to Akhirat. So such a beautiful Azan, so beautiful words. He's telling us about the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, Tawheed, about Risala, about the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and reminding us about Akhirat. These are the three fundamentals of Islam. So yeah, this in one Azan, we are reminded of this every time. So when Azan goes also, we should try and remember or try and pay attention to the words, simple words, pay attention to the words and the meaning of the words, and we should also try and reply to the words of the Adhan. Again, Adhan terminates with the words, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, to emphasize that Allah Ta'ala will always be the greatest. Nobody is entitled to be worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first hadith for today, An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an, Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول ثم لا يجدوا إلا أن يستهموا عليه لاستهموا عليه ولو يعلمون ما في التهجير لاستبقوا إليه ولو يعلمون ما في العتمة والصبح لأتوهما ولو حبوا متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if people only knew the rewards of the Adhan and the first Saf, and they had no way of attaining them but to draw lots, they would certainly have drawn lots. What this first part of the hadith means, that the reward of the giving out, calling out the Adhan, and the rewards of getting a space in the first Saf are so huge that if there was no other way for people to get the first Saf, in other words, there was such a big crowd or so many people to call out the Adhan, then you'll find that the only way you'll get a chance if my name comes out in a lot. So people, all the people, they will be prepared. Let us subject ourselves to a lot, so perhaps we can get a chance for the first Saf, or we can get a chance to call out the Adhan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, if you only knew the reward of that first Saf and the Adhan, this is how what you would have done. Now imagine, this is something that we can get every day in every Salah. If we just come a little bit early to the masjid, a person can get it so easily. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, what a beautiful way the rewards for the first Saf and calling out the Adhan. وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي التَّهْجِيرِ. If people only knew the rewards of going early for Salah, they would have reached, or they would have raced each other in getting there. Like how a person races another person. Sometimes youngsters race on the road with the cars, or person races in a running race, whatever race. But if a person knew the reward of getting early to the masjid, they would have raced, people would have raced each other to getting early to the masjid. And then the last part of the hadith, if they only knew the rewards for performing the Isha Salah and the Fajr Salah, they would attend them even if they had to crawl to the masjid. So much of reward for Isha Salah and Fajr Salah. Generally people are negligent at these times. At the end of the day, people are very, very tired. In the first part of the day, generally people are sleeping. Fajr time, many people are sleeping. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is emphasizing, if they only knew the reward of Isha Salah and Fajr Salah, they would attend them even if they had to crawl. One other thing we learn from here is that there is great reward for calling out the Adhan. Not everyone has a chance to call out the Adhan, and not everyone can just call out the Adhan, because there is a person that is appointed to give Adhan. However, when we are going on journey, when we are going on safar, when we are travelling with the family, for example, and we are stopping to perform Salah, nothing stops us from calling out the Adhan. There we got a chance to call out the Adhan, we shouldn't lose out. There is no person appointed. There we should go out of our way to call out the Adhan. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi would say that if it was not the fear that I would be interfering in the affairs of the masjid, then I would have liked to call out the Adhan in the masjid. However, when I'm on journey and I get a chance, such a great muhaddith, I call out the Adhan. Get a chance, because now there is nobody appointed, so I'm not taking away anybody's right, I'm not interfering in any system that's in place. So there he would call out the Adhan. And this is also shown to us from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the enthusiasm of Sahaba calling out the Adhan. The Barmawi rahimullah quotes an interesting incident. Qadisiyah was conquered in the early part of the day. The enemy were pursued by the Sahaba who returned. The time of Zuhar was close, so Sahaba conquered the Qadisiyah. They had come back, it was the time of Zuhar Salah. Many people desired to call out the Adhan. Many people wanted to call out the Adhan. They knew the reward of calling out the Adhan, and they were about to brandish their swords. In other words, each person felt he was entitled to call out the Adhan. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu drew lots, and the person whose name was drawn was given permission to call out the Adhan. So much of desire Sahaba had to call out the Adhan. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq. We learn a few things. One is the rewards of the first saf, the rewards of calling out the Adhan, the reward of coming early to the masjid, and the reward of reading Fajr Salah and Isha Salah with Jamaat. We try for all our Salat with Jamaat, but here extra emphasis is given for Isha Salah and Fajr Salah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.